And here we are, joined by our winner. Very happy young man. Congratulations, Sam, on a history-making day. By my unofficial tabulation, you are the first driver to win a national series race and an Arkham and Art series race on the same day. So, congratulations with your sweep there at Bristol. How's it feel?
That feels great. I mean, I'm still at a loss for words. I mean, even after the truck race, it still hasn't really set in yet. But I just can't thank all these guys that help and support this program enough. I mean, we started the ARCA program at DMS, restarted it anyway. But we came out of the gate running, and we've been sprinting ever since, and we haven't stopped. And they haven't stopped. They haven't stopped working. We get better each week, and it's hard to believe that that's possible. But we're gonna find a way to improve for next week. So they're just so good at their job, and they're so smart. And I like said on the radio, you guys are like family. You guys are awesome. Like I'm gonna miss not working with them full time next year. But yeah, it's just everything about today and about the guys and about all the sponsors that are on our car, on our truck. It's hard to fathom how much it takes to put this deal together. I mean, with Chevy and all those guys over there that help and support me, and they didn't have like an ARCA program over at Chevy, and now the truck program kind of helps out on the ARCA side. So that's a big deal for them to do that for me and for everyone else that runs Chevy over on the ARCA side. So I mean, it's just I'm so grateful. I mean, even for the man upstairs that just blesses me every day and every time I go on the racetrack, it was like a minefield out there with all the debris, and I'm so lucky that I didn't have a tire go down or whatnot. It's just a perfect day.
Yeah, I would say so. That piece of bumper or whatever it was that you picked up could have been a big deal there. So, obviously, it's been a big week for you. You announced you're going to be going to Junior Motorsports in a part-time fashion in 2021. Does that put more pressure on you, or does that relieve pressure on you knowing what your plans are for next year?
I mean, after tonight, it kind of looks like it's relieving pressure and it's making my life a little easier. But yeah, I mean, having a night like this, oh my God, having a night like this is just a statement that I am ready, and that everyone that believes in me, they know I'm ready, and that we can go Xfinity racing and compete for wins, and in 2022 we can compete for championships. So, I'm just so grateful for everyone that's behind me. It's hard to think that this is happening.
A little selfishly, I'm a little bummed I don't get to see you run for an ARCA championship, but we're proud of you on this end, man. We will start with Bob Pockrass. Bob, go ahead whenever you're ready.
It's Sam. How important was it for you to feel like you to win a truck race before you kind of started on your Xfinity adventure?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. I mean, even getting a truck win in general. I mean, obviously we had the truck and the chance at Gateway to get a win, and that was before our announcement. So I mean, I guess I was just pushing a little harder tonight because we had something to prove, and it's definitely a big deal. Just getting a win in general is a big deal, but having that announcement behind me, and now that everyone knows, and now that everyone's looking and has their heads turned towards me, it's definitely a big deal for my brand and for all the sponsors that are behind me, and for GMS as well, because they got to feel that ride next year. And this is a good way to say that that if you want that ride, it's worth it. I mean, everyone at Junior Motorsports as well is super excited. I bet after tonight, they're even more excited because they know that I am capable of winning in the NASCAR National Series.
And is there a chance that you drive for GMS in the first half of next year, or do you look at, you only have a few races left with this team?
As of right now, we aren't racing for them next year, but obviously deals aren't done yet. So we're waiting for all the full-time guys that are going to run our GMS. And if the ARCA program gets full, obviously we can't do any ARCA racing. But obviously, I feel like I'm part of the family over at GMS, and any any chance I get to race for them is a blessing, and I'm definitely going to look forward to potentially racing for them in a couple select starts next year. And but as of right now, we're not racing for them next year, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Appreciate you being here. We will go next to Deb Williams at Racing Today. Deb, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Congratulations, Sam, on a great night tonight. What did you learn in the truck race that benefited you in the ARCA race?
Really, the truck race was kind of in a way, way different than the ARCA race. I mean, truck race, you're constantly passing people, whether they're lap trucks or I started back in 17, so I had to make my way up through the field anyway. Whereas the ARCA race, we were only passing like probably one car like every two laps or something, but it wasn't as much as the truck race. It wasn't as full of a field, but it was still a really good field. I mean, everyone was strong, but it was just pretty different. I mean, obviously, racing the truck before the ARCA car, I was able to learn the grip level of the track, so that's why I was able to get the lead pretty early off Ty on the initial start, is because I knew what was up there, and he had no idea because he didn't have practice today. So that's kind of a bonus for me.
Okay, thank you again. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Deb. Appreciate you being here tonight. We will go next to let's go back to Jacob Seelman at Speed Sport. Jacob, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Thanks, Charlie. Sam, I'll ask the obvious first. This is now four wins and two in one night. What on earth is it about Bristol, or have you figured out, that has made you so good here over the last 2 years?
I mean, obviously the team behind me is a big part of it. I mean, we unloaded off the truck and didn't have any practice or qualifying, and we were out there, and the setup was pretty much spot on. We were just at the first break, we got it off the racetrack, and from there it was pretty much set in sail. So that's a big part of it. It's just the team. They're so good at their job. They know exactly what they're doing, and that's something I'm gonna definitely miss next year. But I know Junior Motorsports is going to do an awesome job for me as well, so I have any doubts in that. I mean, Justin Allgaier just swept the weekend at Richmond last weekend, and they have a really good shot to win here tomorrow or Sunday. I don't even know what day it is, to be honest. I mean, having all these guys behind me is a big part of that, but obviously you have to go out and perform, and I think this just fits my driving style.
After Gateway finished the way it finished, and I know how frustrated you were after that race, but it almost feels fitting in a way, doesn't it? That you come, you know, they say you have to lose one before you can win one, and you come to a track where you've had success, where you enjoy racing, and finally get the job done. I mean, is that satisfying in a way, even though I know how badly you wanted to go ahead and not knock the truck win out at Gateway?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to get as many wins as you can, but you have to learn to get those wins. So I messed up as a driver at that last restart at Gateway. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to forget about it and just use what I know and learn from it and move on. But obviously that saying really comes into effect at this point, where I had to lose one to get a big one. But obviously, I would rather have two truck wins, but I'm going to take what I can get and when I can get it. So I'm just so proud of these guys that gave me an awesome truck and an awesome car to run, and I'm just so thankful.
Have you even processed what you did tonight yet, or is that going to come later?
No, I haven't. I'm not even close. It'll probably be next weekend till I finally understand what just happened tonight.
Take it in, bud. Well done.
All right, Jacob, thank you very much. We will go next to Davey Segal at frontstretch.com. Davey, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Hey, Sam, congrats on a historic night. I know Marty Lindley has been a bit tough on you over the radio on the past couple of years, but that's also helped you reach your goals and have success over the last couple of years. So did his words to you over the radio tonight after you took the second checkered flag, did those words mean that much more to you given what you guys have experienced together?
It It put tears in my eyes. Just so thankful that he was willing to come over to GMS with us and build that team from scratch. I mean, they quite literally had nothing over there, and he built it up and put it in a championship winning program. And we're looking really, really solid after tonight to get a second one in the East Series. And obviously getting the showdown win as well is big for us. But man, it just it meant so much. It just hit me like a brick wall. I don't know how else to describe it, but it felt really good to hear that from him after him having that tough love on me the last year and a half, 2 years, and maybe even more than that, because he ran with us in 2018, and even then he was hard on me. But that's kind of why I came out of the gate in 2019 winning, because he just pushed me that much more in 2018. So he's just been such a big part of my career. I mean, obviously I've had a long career and with the steering wheel in my hand since I was 4, but it feels like he's taken up 75% of it. And he's a really big deal to me, and I'm really thankful for all he's done.
And I know you've won a ton in recent years, notably on the K&N level, but and tonight was a bit logistics-wise, making history too, being 2 races in the same night. But kind of going off of Jacob's question, I mean, did you ever imagine your racing career, especially where you are now being 17? I mean, did you ever imagine having a night like this, winning 2 races in a span of 2.5 hours?
I don't even know, to be honest with you. I mean, it's hard to just understand what happened. I mean, obviously, it was perfect. It couldn't have been better of a night. I mean, we did what we could with what we had, and it was very good. I mean, it's just so easy to say that it's easy work, but we have to work our tails off in the shop and on the simulator and all that every week. And to even get that opportunity is big. And I'm just so thankful for all the people that have supported me over the last 2.5 years in the ARCA level. And it's definitely a big deal for me.
Well done. Thanks for your time, Sam.
All right, Davey, thank you very much. We will go back to Sterling Siemens at KCOU. Sterling, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Thanks, Charlie. Sam, first of all, congratulations on what has already been stated an historic accomplishment for you tonight. I just got to ask, when racing with some seasoned veterans on the Truck Series side and also racing with a fellow young star like you in Ty Gibbs, I'll focus on racing with Ty Gibbs on this question. What's it like racing with someone who has also been highly touted as a potential superstar in the making for NASCAR?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're going up the ranks at the same time at the same speed, and obviously we're going to be racing with him if everything goes right the next 20 years of our lives. So you just got to have that respect for one another. I mean, I got into him a couple times, he got into me a couple times tonight, but in the end it was all fun. I mean, obviously he wanted to win. I mean, that's what he's here for, but we did our job just a little bit better. I mean, obviously you got to have a perfect car to win one of these races when you're racing me or Ty. And Max had it really good. He said he had to work his tail off to keep up with us, and that's thanks to GMS. I mean, them giving me such a fantastic car that I just got to go out there and do my absolute best, and it paid off. It's just really special to have that opportunity to race with someone that I know and someone that I'll be racing for a while. And I'm just so excited for what's to come.
Speaking of what's to come, I know it's just been fairly recent after the races, both races have been done, but has Dale Earnhardt Jr. contacted you in the immediate aftermath of tonight?
Yeah, I mean, everyone that's part of that deal is obviously reached out, and it means a lot. Like I said earlier, it's like a family deal. That they obviously are a business, but they're a family race team that acts like everyone's family, and that's pretty much what it is. And I feel part of that family. I feel like it's part of my home, and I'm just so grateful for all the people that believed in me. And this kind of just puts the stamp in the letter that says I'm ready.
One last question I want to ask. With obviously, there's going to be a fair share of critics of any race driver out there. What does a night like tonight say to anyone who's doubted your talent or performance out there?
I mean, you're always going to have those keyboard warriors out there, but you just got to use that fuel in your fire, and you just got to keep your head up and know that you have a lot of people supporting you. And I mean, tonight, I don't know what you could possibly say that's bad. I mean, winning two races in the span of one night is it's definitely a feat in itself. But I'm just so grateful for everyone that has supported me and has been a part of my career and development and all that. And I'm just looking forward to what's to come and with all the people that's going with it.
Thanks, Sam. Congrats once again.
All right, Sterling, thank you very much. We will go next to Luis Torres. Luis, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Hey, sir. Congrats on sweeping the Thursday night at Bristol. So the first question I have goes back to the truck race. Of course, you basically played a playoff spoiler against your teammate, Brett Moffitt. So kind of describe, if you still remember, how was that battle against him, especially a guy that's won a championship in the past?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't want to ruin his playoffs, but I want to win. I mean, it's the bottom line of the best truck ended up winning the race out of our stable anyway. I mean, obviously I let him go early in the race because he was just better at that point. And it was a smart on both of our levels because we ended up getting past like two more trucks before the stage end. So it definitely helped instead of battling him. On our side, especially because we use that tire to our advantage. So you just got to be smart, especially when you're racing these guys in the playoffs, especially when the teammates. So, yeah, obviously I feel bad, but I'm here to win.
And my follow-up is an ARCA-related question. So being a guy that already competed in the truck race, a couple of the drivers that came by earlier said that it's basically a one-lane group. It was very difficult to pass, sometimes lap traffic being a difficult factor, but you'll get that any time. Just kind of describe that process. How do you felt about the track change, if there was any, between those two vehicles?
I mean, the track change between the start of the ARCA race and the quarter mark of the race was something I've never seen before. Our car went from being loose as heck and then all of a sudden after the restart I was pulling like a dump truck. So I mean the track changed like a lot, but I mean it came right back to me. It was the weirdest thing. We didn't have to adjust on it at all because the track just slowly came back to us, and that's a big part of why we were in victory lane both times is span over from the truck race too. I mean the VHT kind of came in pretty late, and then towards the end of the race it was like gone, but the bottom was still better. So it was weird. So the track changed so much it would kind of like went up and down all night. So we just had to keep our head down and stay confident in what we had.
All right, thank you once again. Congratulations on the week that you've had.
Luis, thank you very much. I believe we've got one more from Jacob Seelman at Speed Sport. Jacob, go ahead when you're ready.
Yeah, Sam, I almost forgot to ask earlier, and Ty briefly mentioned it. What was the deal? What happened when you followed him down pit road? Did you feel like you had an issue, or was that you trying to stay with him?
So they obviously were cleaning the track, so I don't know what went through my mind, but I was like, oh, they're probably coming down pit road to stop us so they can clean the racetrack, because obviously we can't be on the front or the back stretch because it was all a mess. So I came down, followed them because I thought they're just gonna park us on pit road, but everyone's like yelling at me, no. I was like, oh no, we messed up here. But we used it. We made an adjustment on the car, and we passed like 12 cars in like four laps. So That was pretty fun. It's something like you do in NASCAR heat or something like that, but it was awesome. Obviously mistakes happen, but we made the best of it.
I'm good. All right, Jacob, thank you very much. Sam, I've chatted with you about this in the past, your relationship with Brett Moffitt. He's someone you look up to quite a bit. What was it like racing with him for your first Gander Trucks victory tonight? Is there anyone else you'd rather have that come down to than Brett?
I look up to him. He's someone that I would watch on TV the last couple of years and go like, yeah, go Brett, go get him, come on, get this win, you got us, and then he'd go and win. It's fun racing him. I mean, obviously he's my teammate, so I try to race him as clean as I can. But it was fun racing him. Obviously, he's probably not going to give me as many pointers now that I beat him, but,
I think that was part of the deal, right?
Yeah. I think I called it like a year ago that he wouldn't do that, but, it's still fun racing with him and, talking with him and, being teammates in general.
My last question for you before we let you go and celebrate with your family. Now, obviously, you've talked about your relationship with Marty, your relationship with the team. We talked about what's going on with 2021. I've seen you in Victory Lane a few times throughout the course of this year, and your voice sounds a little different tonight. It seems like there's a little more appreciation for the gravity of what's happening tonight. Maybe a little lump in your throat a couple of times this evening. How are your emotions right now? Are you handling this okay?
they're all over the place, but probably most of what you're hearing is me talking way too much and my voice is starting to die. So, I still, like you said, I have so much appreciation for what this team has done and what we have accomplished here tonight. I mean, obviously it's a big deal, and I teared up probably 3 or 4 times tonight. So, that's something I've never done before, and it's probably something I'll do a bunch in the future, hopefully, after getting a big win. So, it's so special, and I'm so grateful.
Hey, man, there's only going to be one person who ever wins a national-level race and an ARCA race on the same day, and that's you, man. Congratulations. Go celebrate with your team, and we will see you at the racetrack again very, very soon, my friend. Congratulations.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, guys.